faith, a man named Abraham left all he had behind. He walked with God, obeyed his call for a land, a promise to find. But along his way he found faith hard to trust, with never a doubt. So by God's grace he would try again and discover what faith is all about. The land of Canaan was not the end, for God had promised much more. A child would come, and not just one, but as many as sand on a shore. It seemed so simple and easy to believe, even though the promise was great. Yet 25 years would pass him by, and oh, he found it hard to wait. As time went on and faith grew thin, Sarah trusted her own way. So without God's help, a son was born, such sin as a price to pay. When their faith finally rested in the power of God, and no longer in just anyone, Sarah judged him faithful who had given his word, and they held their promised son. Real faith, strong faith, is trusting every promise God has made, expecting God to do what he says he will do, even when the answer seems delayed. With our faith, strong faith, we'll never know the joy that Abram found. So take a step by faith, keep your eyes on the Lord. One day our faith will be crowned. Throughout his life, Abram learned that faith is more than just belief. It's fully trusting in the power of God, for with God, the barren can conceive. So upon Mount Moriah at his final test, Abraham obeyed God's plan and freely gave his promised son, trusting God would himself become the Lamb. Real faith, strong faith, is trusting every promise God has made, expecting God to do what he says he will do, even when the answer seems delayed. With our faith, strong faith, we'll never know the joy that Abram found. So take a step by faith, keep your eyes on the Lord. One day our faith will be crowned.